Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon to everyone out there in Radio Land. You know, we just want y'all to know, man, we sure appreciate you. We are going, you're with Mad Dad. This is Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad. And I'm going to get on Facebook and let all my friends know that we're on Blog Talk Radio and that it's an opportunity for you to call in and talk about your concerns, how you feel about this community. We're going to talk about a program that we have an intern with us today. Her name is Tasha, and she's with Summit OIC. And Tasha, tell us a little bit about the Summit OIC program and how you got involved.
Well, Summit Academy OIC, it is a program which is a vocational extension school. It offers carpentry and a community health worker program. And how I end up getting involved was because I'm already in the health field as being a nurse and assistant. And I wanted to actually get a little more knowledge and understanding about, you know, community health and how I could be, you know, an actually good person that would help the community, a role model, a positive impact. And I want to make changes within the community. So I thought, honestly, that program will fit perfect for what I'm trying to make and have changes within my community.
Now, you want to have changes in your community. You're a mother of five kids.
Your yes.
Your mother of five kids?
Yes, sir.
And what's it like being a mother of five children?
It's honestly, it's hard, you know.
And what ages are your kids?
I have five once again. My oldest is a daughter. She's going on 14. And then I have a six-year-old son, a five-year-old daughter, a three-year-old son, and a two-year-old daughter. I would say, like I said, it's hard. Even though it's hard to say because I'm actually still with my kid's father because the four younger kids, they all have the same dad biologically. So they, you know, throw up in my oldest daughter's face, "We got the same mom, same dad, and you ain't got your daddy here." You know, it's a lot of, you know, stuff getting started in that, you know, area, you know, of our household. But my daughter understands, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I said it's rough, because my fiance, he tries to do his part, and he tries to do it to the best that he can. And I honestly give him credit from being there to support me and my daughter, you know, throughout the hard times and before I even had kids by him. But she honestly looks at him like he's not her father, and which he's not, but he's definitely is being a dad since her father is not there.
Well, you know, you just brought up a good statement. A lot of times, you know, you meet people, you have a kid by somebody, it doesn't work out, you meet somebody that loves you, and they take your kids on. Kids have a hard time adjusting to, like, that's not my daddy, you know. So they have a hard time adjusting, and it's hard to set rules down. It's hard to govern a relationship. It's hard to do a lot of things within the family, to even do events and outings if everybody's not on the same page. And usually the man is supposed to be in charge, you know what I mean? He's supposed to be the one in charge. He's the head of the household. He's supposed to be the lead, but it's hard when you as a mommy is the one they look to as the leader. It makes it hard on a man. Have you got any suggestions for other men out there that are struggling with the same issues or trying to maintain a household with a mixed family and they have a hard time trying to just set rules down and to blend the family in?
I could honestly give a few good suggestions. You know, for one, you know, keep their head up and...
You'll speak up a little bit. You're on radio, you know, you speak up a little bit.
For one, I say, you know, keep their head up and, you know, do what they got to do as far as, you know, a kid is going to be a kid. And the kid, of course, if he or she don't get their way, they're going to have tantrums. So as the male man, like you said, the king in that house at the time, he has to, you know, overlook it. I'm not saying, you know, the nonsense, but at the same time, kids are going to have some stupidity. And his best thing is to overlook it, override it, and let them know they are loved and he is there to support them and do the best he can, you know, because there's really not no change to it, but he can make a change in that child's life.
Well, Tasha, I'm proud of you. You're a mother of five. You've been working really hard. You're at Summit OIC. How long have you been at Summit?
For almost 6 months.
And you're graduating now, am I correct?
Yes.
And you're graduating with a is it a certificate or
yep.
And a certificate in
community health worker.
And so, what's your plans? What are some of the things that you learned from Summit OIC while you were there?
I will honestly say computer skills.
Okay, because you needed some help in that area.
Yep, some computer skills. I've learned role advocacy. That's a definitely good.
What is role advocacy? What is that?
That's a class that is based on, it tells you more about, like, STDs and HIV. Like, a lot of people have this misinterpretation about, like, if you sit on a toilet seat, you could get an STD. No, that's not right. Or if you touch someone that has AIDS, you can get AIDS. No, that's not right. You know, so it's a lot of open
information, education.
Yes, a lot of information.
About myths, breaking a lot of the myths.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot about stuff that people, you know, take for granted. Like, you know, I'm not going to drink after that person. I've heard people say that I threw that glass out because I knew he had an STD, and we just threw the glass out. Well, what did you throw the glass out for? Because if you sterilize it, it's still glass. And if you don't know who else been drinking out of your glasses that might have STD, you might need to throw all your glasses out. Because just because somebody was honest and told you, now you want to throw the glass out. What about that person who didn't say nothing?
Mm-hmm.
And took a drink out of your glass. Matter of fact, you drunk after them. Let me get a sip of that. Some people, you might be, need to be careful about what you drink and who you drinking after. And I think all that's important. Now, what else did you learn at Summit OIC? You know, Summit OIC has been around for a long time, very long time. And Louis King is over there. He's the he's the president, CEO over there. He's doing a great job. He's been working hard to create jobs for individuals. What else are you learning over there?
I definitely learned they got a parenting class. Believe it or not, like you said, I got five kids. For me to have five kids, I thought, can nobody tell me nothing, you know? I knew everything about being a parent, but I learned some helpful, information that was incited daily, you know, far as patience and new techniques and different words to use and, you know, a lot of different stuff far as parenting skills that, you know, I definitely feel, honestly, has played a big part in my life today. You know, even though I haven't been over at Summit Academy for almost 4 weeks now, but, you know, just using those different techniques that Ms. White has taught us and using them to the best of my advantage, I definitely believe they have worked for me and my family.
So what made you go to Summit OIC as a mother with children? What was the initial thing? How did you hear about it?
It was actually what made me go. I was at North Point taking one of my children because they actually go to North Point. That's where their clinic is located. I was actually over there and was taking one of my daughters over to the dentist appointment, and they had a little information session that was going on over at North Point. So I stopped and asked a few questions, and the lady offered me to come in for orientation. And when I went, you know, I definitely thought it was a path that I should jump on and take a long walk and see where it would hit me. Because with me and my back problems and, you know, where I'm currently working has been really hard, you know, working with the elders, it definitely, honestly, I would say was, you know, I honestly feel it was worth taking, you know, a risk that was, because some choices that you do decide to make, they can be good or bad, and I think that was one of them that was well worth it.
So being at Summit OIC, 6 months, correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Taking your class in community health worker.
Yes.
And you hopefully want to work in a hospital or in a nursing home or for maybe a state agency maybe even?
Yes, yep. Honestly, I would probably like more of a setting, probably like a hospital, I would say, or more of like Less more of a hospital, probably, honestly. I think that would be more of a broader range. I'm looking more into, like, community stuff, being a community outreach worker. Honestly, somewhere along, like, what Mad Dads have to offer. So somewhere along that organization.
Well, so it looks like we got somebody on the call here that wants to chat with you and talk a little bit about what you're doing and who you are. So let's find out. We got 4630. Welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay. You got a question or comment, sir?
Yes, my name is L.A. And I wanted to talk to Tasha about Sudman Academy because I went myself at Sudman Academy. And I went for instruction. And I got a job with Vike after my 6 months training. And it was awesome. So, you know, I just wanted to tell her, believe in her dream and have the faith that God give her, you know, just to see what she want to be.
Well, you're absolutely right, sir. And now you, did you say you took instruction or construction?
No, construction. I was a constructor worker. I did 6 months at Sudman Academy.
Oh, you did? And so are you doing construction now, sir?
No, sir. I'll tell you the truth. I'm working with Mad Dad.
Well, tell the truth then. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil. And we're glad
yes,
to have you here, sir. And we want to thank you for allowing. While we're standing here, we got another young lady here that she is here also. And do you want to say a few words, congratulate Tasha on what she's doing?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Tasha, for being a good friend and a good companion and a good coworker. Hopefully you stay on and continue to bless us with your presence, Miss Lady.
Oh, I need it.
Well, thank you. And thank you, L.A., for calling in. You stay on the line. We're going to get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir. I sure will.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with myself, V.J. Smith, president and founder, and the national president of Mad Dads. Also, we have Tasha here, and Tasha is a mother of five kids, and she's. Is there going to be a graduation ceremony for you at Seminole YC?
Yes, I believe so. It's going to be held sometime in December. I think it's the 11th of December. They're not for sure of the location just yet, but the last SAC had their graduation held at North High School, I believe. Yeah, it was at North High School from like 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It was really nice. I didn't get to go, but I heard it was really nice. They combined 2 to 3 SACs at one time. So the current SAC, which is 88, and my SAC would be combined. So I'm not for sure about the time, but I would love for everyone to come and celebrate for all the, you know, students that have made it, especially making it through and believing in their dreams.
Well, I think that's great for folks to believe in their dreams. You believed in yours, and you came through some obstacles. You know, a mother of five and going to school, it must have really been a challenge. One of the questions I have for you, what was the biggest challenge as you think about it? You know, going back to school, now you got all the kids, they're all going, you know, you got to drop them here, you got to do all this, you got all this stuff to do, and you're realigning your life. What was the biggest challenge, the biggest hurdle for you to overcome?
I got to take a break, you know, a breath, long one on that. I haven't fully had my challenge yet because that was, you know, a short-term goal of mine that I, you know, achieved, and I give myself a hand clap on the back for that. But honestly, that wasn't really a challenge. You know, it wasn't as hard as I thought it was because I took a break from NAU because I'm getting my bachelor's in nursing. I got 2 semesters left before I go into the nursing program.
Now, what is NAU for those who don't know what that is?
National American University.
Oh, okay.
And I've been there for almost like 2 years. I've been doing the nursing program over there, so I had to stop and take a break and come on over to Summit Academy and, you know, give my community help. But it was a little challenge, you know what I'm saying, trying to multitask because I currently work at a Camden Care Center also, you know, part-time. So working at Camden Care Center, devoting time, and then coming to Summit Academy, devoting time and trying to spend time with my kids, all 5 of them, devoting time, and spend time with my man, devoting time. I mean, honestly, I'm honestly ready. I'm like a tick, but I'm ready to explode. It's like I need all this to just honestly be over. Like I want it to honestly come to an end sooner as possible, where I can have my certificates, degrees, relaxation. The kids get old, so I can have my time to myself. It's not coming quick enough, but I definitely know God got a plan for me, and this is my journey. He giving me the strength to move forward. And I thank him for that. So it's not a challenge, and I just thank God for giving me the strength to not have me pull my hairs out my head just yet.
You know, one of the things you just talked about I think is important, and for a lot of folks that are going to Summit IC and doing a lot of different things, is that stress can kill you. Stress can kill you, and stress can cause you to be dysfunctional. And that what you've done is try to figure out a way to manage your stress so it doesn't take you out. Because it can take you out. Your stress can take you out. Not, I mean, I don't know what it's like to have five kids that I have to take care of. I mean, I have five sons, but I don't know what that's like to have five kids all at one time like that. Young kids, all your kids are young. And, you know, to do it by yourself a lot, too, because you have done it by yourself for some years now. And but now that you've got some help, I think that's really great that you have help. And I salute all the mothers out there that work really hard to bring their kids up without the help that they need. But also salute those that say, not only will I bring the kids up, but I'll try to take care of my man, and then also will try to get an education at the same time, and then I'll try to work my intern too at the same time. That is a lot. That is a lot. And, you know, when you talk about how do you do it, you take a break. And so We wanted to take you to the State Fair and let you get a little break with us, but we couldn't do that. But I see you went on your own. And did you have a good time?
Oh, yes, I did. I honestly take my kids every year. It's not been a year that we haven't went. We spent about like close to $500 yesterday, you know, from eating and playing and picking out and tasting and games and rides and, I mean, we did everything. They had so much fun. It was close to midnight. And my six-year-old son, like, hey, Mom, what are you doing? I'm like, it's time to go, boy. We had a parking ride. He was like, oh, man, I'm getting mad. I want to still go on rides. Boy, you done lost your mind. It's time for me to get to bed. But, you know, but that's how I be, though, every time. And I love that. You know, I love when I spend time with my man and he's so happy. I love going to work and they say they miss me. I love coming to Summit Academy, and they say they like talking to me. So it's like everywhere I go or every person I spend my time with, doesn't matter how much time, it's like I put an impact on somebody, or my presence has definitely want other people to want me around. And, you know, that feels good. That honestly do. You know, so I might be tired on the inside and weak and all drained out and sleepy and wore out, but at the end of the day, everybody appreciates me being around, and I like that.
We're talking to Tasha from Summit. She's an intern at Mad Dads with Summit Academy OIC. She's graduating, and we're happy for her. She's actually been a wonderful asset for us, and, you know, believe it or not, she didn't even want to come here. Can you believe that, radio listeners? She wanted to go somewhere else, but God brought her here, and now that she's here, we're just really happy that she had an opportunity to experience some of the things we go to, some of the things that we do here, and some of the impact that we get. What impact has Mad Dads had on you since you've been here interning?
Oh, that's a long conversation. It's been a lot. Since the first day I walked in the door, I got to meet the mayor. I'm taking pictures, and, you know, the spiritual side that y'all have, which are Monday meetings every morning, and the positive impact and the positive advice, and the love. Everyone here is like family, you know. All y'all is like family oriented. You know, y'all talk to each other with respect, and y'all look at each other for who they is. Y'all don't look down. Y'all don't cuss. Y'all don't argue. I mean, you know, y'all might have little disagreements, but I'm saying it's not like the real outside world. If y'all have something going on, y'all talk about it and it's done. You know, y'all don't hold grudges. I mean, I got to see, you know, go meet the vice president. I mean, this has been an opportunity that was like, I mean, unbelievable. It's been sparks. Every time I get home, I tell my kids about it. And I'm so used to, you know, bringing lunches to work. I don't even got to bring lunch. Every day we got breakfast and lunch ready. You know, you show up, and my kids like, oh, man, you are so lucky. You know, since I've been here, I'm attending humane events, and we got the Red Tails coming up on September the 8th, and, you know, then we got the Festival for Fathers and the Senior, you know, the Senior Safety Pride. I mean, ever since every week or every other day, there's something exciting going on here. I mean, and it's something different. You ain't going through the same routine day in and day out. You learning something new every day. And everybody, like I said here, has definitely put an impact because there's so many different personalities and there's so many different people here, which is not many, but, you know, the ones that are here, I mean, they accept you and look at you for who you is. Everybody know I got kids that don't bother them. They got their hand out willing to help me and my kids. Every time I say something or every time I mention my kids, hey, good morning, how you doing, how your family? I mean, I don't get that where I'm at. It's like, and she's here, you know. And then later on in the day, hey, you know, because I'm so happy, well, I learned to look at things from the brighter side instead of negative since I've been here. Because everybody's so spiritual, and I love that, you know, and I'm definitely going to carry that with me because I've been more happier since I've been using those techniques from Mad Dad.
Well, I want to thank you. Now, let's give a shout-out to your teachers at Seminole YC. Who should we shout out?
Miss White. I want to give a shout-out to the director of the Community Health Worker Program. She's so cool. I like Miss White. You know, I got a lot of love for her. She's in control of the parenting class, and she also has the life, the name of it, but she has, like, a couple of other classes there. And then we got Miss Amanda and Mr. P and Mr. Smith. They are really, really good teachers. Mr. P, he's something else. He's an English teacher
mm-hmm.
and legal and ethical teacher. But I like him. He's really, really funny. And then Mr. Smith, he eats a lot. Yeah. He's a Microsoft Office Word teacher. And then we got Miss Amanda. She has terminology and the role advocacy and the other classes and stuff. But I definitely, you know, thank them, you know, from also being on me and making sure that I did what I had to do. And thank y'all from having y'all little meeting about me going to Mad Dash because I did have fun. I enjoyed it.
We've been talking to Tasha from Seminole YC. She's an intern here with Mad Dads, and she's been here, and tomorrow's her last day, actually. She's got two more hours to do. She will be finished with us, and we just wanted to thank her. I know if you want to say something to Tasha and congratulate her, push one. I see we got quite a few callers on. Just push one, and that allowed me to see that you are on here. I'm going to go back to 4630. L.A., how you doing, sir?
I'm all right. How you doing, B.J. Smith?
Did you want to say something to Tasha? This is her last day.
Yeah. First, I want to ask her, why then you didn't want to come to Mad Dad? Why?
Hello, Tasha? Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, why didn't you want to come to Mad Dad?
More because of what I was looking at, the situation far as dealing with, I'm looking at it, community health workers / dealing with sex offenders. And for me to have so many daughters, I'm like, I can't give any helpful information far as for housing or job, none of that to a sex offender, knowing you might, you know, offend again. And
okay,
that's honestly how I was looking at it, not looking at it from, okay, there might not be any of those incidents or anything else. I had to talk to, you know, the deans and the admission team over at Summit Academy and Miss White, the director, and they're like, you got to, you know, look at it from a professional standpoint. That's life.
Okay.
If it's not happening to your babies, you can't judge it. Honestly, you ain't never going to have no job.
That's true. That's true. And I thank you for that, Tasha. And I want to say that I enjoyed you. Hate to see you leave. And you put something in my life. Just seeing you smile made my day. You know, sometimes I came out feeling bad, but when you open your mouth and see them gold teeth, you know, you made me smile again. So I want to say I miss you. I'm going to miss you. And you better not stop coming, especially to the Monday meetings, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Ellie. I appreciate that. I know we got – now, Short Body's on the phone. I can see he's on the phone. Short Body, how come you ain't pushed that one, man? Because I want to hear you say a little something. But I see he's on here. I can see him. He's right there. I see Short Body. Anybody else want to say anything to Tasha while I have her on the line? We've got about 2 minutes and 38 seconds. We actually can go a little longer. Oh, here we go. There you go. There goes Short Body. I think he does want to say a few things. Short Body, how you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Man. How y'all doing today, man? I'm in the studio hearing some good music, and I wanted to get some knowledge from y'all today. I just was checking in, man. You know what I mean? Trying to see what Mad Dads is doing with the community, because, you know, I always get my uplifting from you guys. So, you know, just trying to get some acknowledgement right now. I'm still in the studio. That's why I went and pushed one, because I'm still in the studio recording. I just wanted to hear something, G. How y'all doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, Tasha's been interning with us, and she's been here doing a great job, and this is her last day. And so we're just giving shout-out to her. So if you want to give her a shout-out, that'd be great.
Hey, that'd be great. Hey, God bless you, Tasha, man. I'm glad you're getting with a great group of people, man. We're loving people and trying to do the right thing, man. So God bless you for that. You know what I mean? We need you.
Well, thank you.
Hey, tell me about this new – you got a new album coming out. What's going on? New CD? What's happening? New video? What's going on?
Yeah, man, we're in the studio recording right now, a Midwest album, man, and putting a couple of songs together, man. We got a song called Live Long that we finna put on the streets, man. It's going to be dedicated to the queens of the hood, man, because we tired of getting called that B-word, you know what I mean? So we put music out there for people to listen to and groove to, baby, you know? So look out for that new song we got called Live Long. We're going to be doing the song with a couple of artists in Minnesota right now. We got two artists, Silent Flows from Minnesota we're going to have on there, and we're going to have my guy Minnesota Flame on there. We wants to work with right now, so just look out for it, baby. We working.
Hey, well, I'm proud of you, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. And if they want to see your video, is there a website they can go to? Because I always like to know, let people know where they can find Short Body.
Yeah, y'all can find me at www.trafford.com/04-0103. That's my website where you can check out my books, you can check out my music, my videos, all that. It's www.trafford.com/04-0103.
Now, is that Trapper?
Trapper.
Or Rapper?
TRAFFORD.com. Trafford.
Oh, cool. I want to make sure we get that right, man. I'm going to check that out myself, man. I know you got it going on. You're the man. I'm proud of you. I've been watching all your. Been watching all your videos, man, on Facebook, and they can get you on Facebook. What's your Facebook page?
My Facebook page, Shout Body, the Ghetto Soldier McCray. Shout Body, the Ghetto Soldier McCray. And then my music page on Facebook is Us Before Me Fam, the Thug Bible Movement. Us Before Me Fam, the Thug Bible Movement. That's my music page and also video page on that. And then my YouTube page is Shout Body. Just put Shout Body in there, you know what I mean? Y'all get in touch with me all over.
Well, we're proud of you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad. That's my guy, Short Body. I always like to give him a little play there. Let him get in there and talk about what he's doing, because he's always doing something positive, something fantastic. I like the fact that he's going to do something on behalf of the queens in our community. I had an incident that happened to me, and I was talking about it in our staff meeting, where I was in the park, and one guy took the stroller and searched for money. The other guy snatched the phone and ran off with it. And the baby was still swinging in the swing. And it hurt me, and I had to say something, because I just asked him, which one of these men is going to take care of this baby and still trying to steal the phone and steal the money? And it just hurt me that we look at women as objects and not as the queens that they are, that they bring these babies up and they need to be loved and nurtured. And I know that a guy tell you from the street, you act like a hoe, I'm going to treat you like a hoe. But still, that's still somebody's daughter. That's still somebody's sister. That's still somebody's, you know, relative. And that's still a woman. Even though she might be acting up, you don't treat her like that. That's what real men do. And I'm just going to be honest with you. That's why I appreciate what Short Body is doing, because that's exactly what real men do, is treat women like women. Even though some of those women make mistakes, disrespect you, they might steal from you. They might do a lot of stuff. But that doesn't mean that as men that we have to treat them like that. If you want a queen and get one. Mm-hmm. If you want a tramp and then don't get mad if she act like one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want a queen, get you a queen. But make sure you choose a queen. Am I right?
Yes, sir. All in that order.
All in that order. So with that, let me give you your last words of thought as you you're such a special lady to me, Tasha. I just want you to know that. You mean a lot to me. You really do. And I'm just so proud of you. I just wish I could say in words, really, about all the things I feel about you. But I can just say this, that you're like my daughter. That's what you really are like. And in a little bit of time that you've been here, that's what I feel. I feel like I try to give you good, wise counsel and good advice. And I just had nothing but love for you. Any last words before you go?
No, the most important thing I do want to get out there, you know, is that whatever you believe in, definitely make sure that you pray on it and believe in it, you know, and leave it in God's hands and have patience, you know what I'm saying, because when it all boils down, he will not fail you, you know, he will not, you know, and it may get hard. And definitely there has been times where I definitely don't understand why is it me that's going through this or why am I put through that. But I definitely know through all in all that my blessings has come and I know I got many more ahead.
All right. You listen to Blog Talk Radio, Minneapolis Mad Dads. We're doing it right here. And we're going to do it every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. We'd love to have you jump aboard. I want to thank all our callers. Short Body, L.A., and all the rest of the callers that called in, thank you very much. We missed Sarita this afternoon. She usually calls in, but we've seen her earlier. But we want to thank everybody for calling in. Remember the Tuesday night support group every Tuesday, 3023 4th Avenue South from 5 to 7 every Thursday, 3023 4th Avenue South, 5 to 7. Relationship group and support group, parenting group. Whatever it is you want to work on, you can get it done here. We want to help you. So come on and check us out. If you got any questions, give us a call, 612-822-0802. And until then, we'll see you later. God bless you. Have a blessed day.